Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless.
Hi, Vincent Skinner here with World Revival Ministries. I want to talk to you today about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and how real it is. You know, there's all kinds of theories out there. Some people say that the whole thing, speaking in tongues and all that kind of stuff, ended with the apostles and all that. But, you know, what we've witnessed is that it's a very real experience and part of the gospel. I was recently in the Himalayas, and there was a group of tribal people that came to the meetings that we had there, and they came from the border of China and India, and they had only just heard of Jesus. In fact, I think it was 3 to 6 months that somebody went there and told them about Jesus, and really that's all they knew. All they knew was Jesus forgives them of their sins, and there they were in the meetings, and we were there, and I was there, and I was preaching and teaching on the Holy Spirit, and they had not even heard that there was such a thing as the Holy Spirit. And so we told them all to stand up, and they all stood there in the room that was there. And I mean, you could tell they lived in homes that they made out of the rocks that they collected from the mountains there. I mean, these are these people, and there they are standing, never even heard of such a thing as the Holy Spirit. And we welcomed the Holy Spirit. We asked him to come and fill them. And I tell you what, I'll never forget it. The one lady fell straight forward under the power of God. And next thing, another one fell and another one fell. And they laid on the ground shaking under the power of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And they'd never even heard of the Holy Spirit until that point. So I want to tell you something. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is truly real. Now, you know, as believers, sometimes we put the baptism of the Holy Spirit down to simply speaking in tongues. But I tell you what, it is so much more. The working of the Holy Spirit in our lives is so important to us. You know, in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says there that when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will receive power to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. And this word witness there actually refers to three things. The first one I want to point out to you is that it speaks of giving evidence. In other words, what God is saying, look, my kingdom is here. I am real. The influence of my kingdom is here. But as believers, as the church, we are not just to speak about it, but we are to give evidence. And the way we give evidence is connected with that word power. In other words, if we speak about Jesus as the healer, we need to give evidence that he does heal. As deliverer, we must give evidence that he does deliver. In other words, God wants to watch over his word to perform it. So when we preach, we must believe that God confirms and does. So it is really a legal term of like if you had to go into a court, a witness must give evidence to what he is saying. And so that's one of the things. The other thing it also refers to is really to give witness to. It is the Great Commission to go and to tell, to preach, to speak. And it's connected with the first one. And the third thing it refers to is the word martyrdom. In other words, as those that the Holy Ghost comes upon, really it is like an anointing, a consecration, a setting apart. In other words, as believers, we give ourselves wholeheartedly to the plan and the purpose of God upon the earth. You know, Jesus taught us on prayer where it says, our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So it is the will of the Father that we seek to do the same way Jesus did when he was on the earth. And you know, so it's these three things: giving evidence, actually giving witness, speaking, preaching, because how will they know unless we tell them? And then also the martyrdom. He desires us to be completely, wholeheartedly committed to his purpose and plan on the earth. Well, come on, let's pray. Father, I pray for everybody watching this, Lord, that you just touch them where they are. Father, I pray that you would use them. Lord, that you would truly give them that experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, like that tribe that we saw in India, how the power of God came on them. They knew nothing, but they experienced it. They spoke in tongues. They were empowered. And Lord, the amazing thing is they were completely and totally changed when they got up off of that floor. They knew without a doubt the God that they chose and they confessed and they repented of their sins before was completely and totally real. And Lord, I pray that you would do the same for those watching this. So if you're watching this, just close your eyes, raise your hands, and just receive the Holy Spirit now. Lord, we just release the anointing. We release the Holy Spirit on them, and we pray for a fresh touch and a fresh infilling right now in the name of Jesus. Well, God bless you. We just pray that the Lord use you. Step out, be bold, give evidence, be a witness, give your heart wholeheartedly to the plan and the purposes of God. God bless you.
Never lose your fascination for God, your hunger for Him, and your desire for Him to touch your life, and your desire for Him to use you to touch other people's lives, that in that pursuit for more, that pursuit that says, you know, Lord, I'm not satisfied. I must have